Dar al-Shifa Hospital in Aleppo. Staff treats soldiers of the rebel Free Syria Army wounded in various battles this morning. They're also treating civilians. This boy was hit by a bullet. It went through his shoulder and lodged in his chest. This family arrives in panic and in grief. A mortar shell hit their home. Two babies are among the wounded. A teenager arrives with a shattered leg. He will survive, but as an amputee. The father lies on the sidewalk. He died before reaching the hospital, hit by shrapnel in the head. Dr. Osman, he gives only his first name, says his staff of 8 doctors and 10 nurses treats some 140 people a day, assisted by volunteers, medical students, and veterinarians.
We need staff. We need specialists in neurosurgery, vascular surgery, cardiac surgery, chest surgery. We need intensive care specialists.
This used to be a fully functioning hospital, but bomb attacks destroyed its top 2 floors. It now provides only emergency first aid. After treatment, the wounded are sent home, or if they need surgery, to Turkey, 2 hours away. Osman says the wounds of the civilians usually are different from those of the fighters.
The civilian is targeted normally by bombing, airplane bombing or mortar bombing, because that there is amputation, there is a severe injury in the head, in the abdomen, in the chest. In other side, the Free Syrian Army injury is by sniper, by gunshot, because that there is difference.
More wounded arrive, the latest victims of a conflict that shows no signs of ending. Scott Bob, VOA News, Aleppo, Syria.